This week is Parshas Achri Mois Kedoshim. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Achri Mois Shnei Bnei Aroi Bekorvosam Lifnei Hashem Vayomusam. It's brought down in the Chazar, what is Shnei Bnei Aroi? Sheloi Notlu Eitzo Mimoshe Ve'Aroi ולא נוטלו עצו זה מזה. So Mr. Kerovic, Mr. Shabar explained, there's a tvir that they didn't take Eitzah from Moshe ve'Aaron. They thought the bigger from Moshe ve'Aaron. Maybe they were right. Moshe ve'Aaron himself tied to that. But they didn't take Eitzah from Moshe ve'Aaron. So what is the time there that they didn't take Eitzah from themselves? Shaloi notlu Eitzah ze mizeh. And it's a mod nezach. I heard once, Ari, it's so big. It means that both of them decided on their own that it's the right thing to do k'tayas. So it can't be so much off, yeah? But it's not a pshat stam. Both of them felt that the right thing will be to bring k'tayas now. Teres is the avoida meratzah. As a Muslim, you feel very close to Hashem. You could step ahead. You could take a step ahead. They not know eitzah ze mizeh. He said, the person has to remember all of his life. All of his life. He's the biggest noigea to himself. He's the biggest noigea. The biggest negias that a person has is himself. He doesn't see it in the right way. Every time someone else sees it better. Someone else sees it better. So if they will take an eitzah, if they will take an eitzah from each other, they will not come to the chet. So it was a special tviyah on them that they didn't take a eitzah from each other. It's not enough. A person has to learn a lot of times in life, he thinks he's right, he thinks he's doing the right thing. You have to take a eitzah ze mizeh. If you take a eitzah ze mizeh, then taki you're not nichshol. The pasuk brings down the whole avodah from Yom HaKippurim. ורוחץ אז בסורי במים במוקם קודש ולא בש אז בגודך. So Rashi says in Pasuk to Perek Tzayin, Pasuk Chof Dalet, למעלה למדנו that when he turns from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovon, he has to make a tvila. Now we learned that when he turns from Big Day Lovon to Big Day Zov, he also has to make a tefillah. The Mefoshim speak out, Bishleimeh from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovon, even that he made a tefillah in the morning, he has to make another tefillah. He's going to work to serve Hashem. But from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovon, I'm sorry, from Big Day Lovon to Big Day Zov, he's going down. Why he has to make another tefillah of a kiddush? Bishleimer from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovon as a mocking for a kiddush. It's getting better. But from Big Day Lovon to Big Day Zov, he has to make a kiddush. So I heard once a givaldik avot. I don't have the vote from Sadi going. The first givaldik avot. The kohen comes to Beis Hamikdash in the morning. He does a tefillah. He's mekudosh. He's all ready to Eved Hashem. Then he takes off his Big Day Zov, he's going lifnai velifnim, Big Day Lovon, avoda sayoy, toivel, mekadesh. Now he's going to Big Day Zov. They tell him again. He says, why? What happened? The answer is, after he did the avoda of Big Day Lovon, and he went in lifnai velifnim, he's a different person. He's a heilig yid. He's a choshev yid. The avodah that he's going to do now is with a different madrege from the avodah from before. Reb Saadia Goyen every morning will do tshuva. And the avodahs that he did all of his life. They asked him, Reb Saadia, you did tshuva yesterday. Why are you doing tshuva now again? He said, yeah, but I did yesterday morning. During the day, I became a different person. I'm Reb Saadia going now. Now I chap that me having such a pekala, I need to do tshuva again. Me, Reb Saadia, passed that I didn't dive in Betzil. Chas v'shal, but it's a posuk. But Chalon said it's a posuk. Mizmo shir Chanukah sabayis leDavid. David HaMelech is building with Hamikdash. Arimim cho Hashem ki dilisoni. Velo yisimach to oivayli. Hashem Elokai. Shivati yaylecho vatirpoayini. You remember once I was sick? Baruch Hashem, I became better. Thank you. What are the shaykhs? Mizmor shir chanukah sabayis ledovi. Arimim cho Hashem ki dilisoni. Velo yisimach to oivayli. Hashem Elokai. Shivati yaylecho vatirpoayini. I was sick once. He sang in the old devil. I almost died. I was very sick. He saved me. His stomach, David HaMelech, after he was sick and he had ammonia and he felt better, his stomach, he banged the toy, you know? What is happening now that his Mizmo Shikha Mukas Abayis, they found the federations where they build the Goyim HaOtol, where to do the Beis HaMikdash, so David HaMelech, Mizmo Shikha Mukas Abayis, the David, Shivati Yaylecha Vatirpainu. Chisani miyodibol, thank you Hashem. Zog Rebel Chonon, for sure Hashem, David HaMelech said, thank you for the Ribbono Shel Olam for saving him. No shaila about it. But now, that he was zoiche to find the mokim for being a Beis HaMikdash, that this is a shchuas shchine ba'olam hazeh, this is tachlis abriya, that we don't know what it means. Say, now I got it. Leave lo yislonu Beis HaBriya. This is the tachlis. Mokim ha'shuas ha'shchina. So he realized that his life has a different quality. Again he said thank you for his life. Now he has a different level of life. Thank you Hashem. Mizmo shivati alecha vatir poini. Hashem, you gave me my life. It's a different life. I'm saying thank you again for having my life. Shivati alecha vatir poini. Elisa mishal nafshi. Chisani miyor divor. This is the avoid of the Kohen Gadol. After the Nifnayim Velifnim, he's a different Kohen Gadol. Even the Big Day Zov is a different avoid. A person has to feel, Rabbeisa, every day that he's a different person. If he doesn't feel that, he's an empty. He's going to Mekabel Shabbos. He looks at himself. It's a different Chodoidi from last week. It can't be that it's the same. If it's the same, it means that this week I didn't grow. This week I didn't go ahead. Ochon vei. Ochon vei. A person has to, all of his life, to have that feeling. To be in a matzav, shivati elecha vatirpoeini. The Chido brings down a medrash. Achre moish shnei bnei Aaron, Iyoiv, sheshoma maise nodo ve'aviu, Omar, lezois yechad libi. The Chido brings it down. And Nachal Gdumim. But when Eiv heard Parshas Achrei Mois, he said, Lezois Yechrat Libi. So the Pshut of the Pshat is, Eiv, the Gemara says, Baba Basra claimed, I'm a tzaddik, I give tzedakah, I help, the whole list of the mitzvahs that he does. Now that he see that Nosom Dovot, Nodov Aviyu, the Gdoyle Adoyer, die, so he sees that Kodesh Baruch Hu medagdik betzadikim kechut asayro. So he was nervous. He chapped. And mistami, he also has what to do tshuva. But the Chido says a different word. The Chido says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that what was the chet that not of Aviyu? It's a different sheet as what was exactly the chet. So you mehalchim achri Moshe Rabbeinu v'ayu imrim Mosai Omar Nodov Laviu, Mosa Yomusush Niskeini Meilu, Vani Veato Nagin Nanigesadoyo. That's it. So on that they got punished. Zog the Chidah. So not of Tor Aviyu, Mosa Yomusu Shnizkeini Meilu, V'nani Gato V'ani Yisadoy. So not of said it, but why Aviyu died? If you the Gemara. That is because he kept quiet. So Erev said, the Gemara says, Shalom Shalom Baroise Eitzah, Bilom Sheyoatz Nerag, Erev Sheshosak Nidem Beisurim, Yisrael Sheborach Ola Legdula. So Erev, if you get punished for quiet, now I know what is going on, now I understand what is going to happen to me. If Aviyu died because he kept quiet, I kept quiet, is also a reason to die. Some say that the bottom of Chaim Shmulevitz, you could say here, Chaim Shmulevitz says that Bilam Shesho Yoatz Nerag, Irem Sheshosak Nidan Beisuri, Yisri Sheborach Olo Legdula, Sholosh Ayo Boisa Eitzo Avon Yitzchak Molo. So thank you, Chaim Shmulevitz, Bilam deserves to die. But Irem kept quiet. What he could have done? He realized that no one will listen to him. He kept quiet. So why is Nidan Beisurim such terrible pain? When a person is in pain, he yells. Why he yells? It doesn't help. When it hurts, you scream. If you didn't scream, it didn't bother you. You had enough power, I can't stand it. That's wrong. It didn't bother you enough. If sheshosak nidem biyisurim. The Gemara says, this is what happened. Now, Yidoyim Aaron, all the Mefarshim say, what do you want Aaron to do? Well, to become Apikoyos. What do you want Aaron to do? They're standing in Beis HaMikdash, his two kids die. What do you want Aaron to say now? Different midrash. Aber kibshuti, the Teretz says he had to start to cry, but he managed to, als kovid the shchine, to hold himself strong. Vayidim Aaron. He held himself. This was the Vayidim Aaron. He have said, if Aaron gets a schar for quiet, because normally when it's quiet, you scream, so b'meile, Vayi says it's a tvi amir, I kept quiet. This is Vayecha. Then we have this week Parshas Kedoshim. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor daber kol hadas bnei Yisrael v'amarta alehem kedoshim yiyu. Rashi says daber el kol hadas Yisrael melamed shenemor parshas zu behakel. Zog deshem Yishmuel, a very big yesoid. Melamed shenemro parsha zu behakel. What is the pshat melamed shenemro parsha zu behakel? They said for him is Boyer v'shemesh. It says like this, listen very carefully. The Rambam says in Chizdeyas that a person normally learns from the sviva around him. And if it's a bad tzviva, he has to run away. And if the whole world is bad, he has to live in the forest. So it's stated in the Rambam. Yeah, it doesn't say he has to be worried that his kids will not have friends in the forest. Yeah, social-wise, will not be good for them. If it's bad neighbors, you move away and you don't think about your kids. Social-wise, will not be good for them. They have to live in the forest. What's a bazunder, a shmuz, and a chinuch? A lot of guys say, yeah, but I have to stay in the fire and all different places because my kids are used to being there. I can't go away from there. It's not good for them. If it's a bad tzviva, I'm not saying that place. But if it's a bad tzviva, you have to go away. As I state in Rambam. Zog demor of Hashemesh, you're right. Aber kdoishim tiyu, it's behakel. If you want to grow, you have to be with a crowd. You cannot grow on your own. Baruch says, Friday I learn in my room. Maybe he learns. To grow is behakel. Betzibu. When you're together with a tzibu, you grow. When you're lonely on your own, you don't grow. The way to grow is tzibu. Parsha zu behakel nemo. And you see it bechush. A person that wants to grow has to have shaychus to rabbi, has to be shaychus to the Beis Medrash. If you stay on your own, you don't pick up levels. You don't pick up a madrega. kdoishim tiyu ki kodosh ani. Foshim asks, what kind of answer is it? Kdoishim tiyu ki kodosh ani. Because I'm kodosh, so you also have to be kodosh. So the Shem Shmuel explains, it's a big yesod in the avoid of kedusha. Maybe I want to be magdim. The Ramban says, kadosh atzmecho b'mutar lecho. Kdoishim tiyu kadosh atzmecho b'mutar lecho. I heard from my rabbein, kach kibalti mirabo yisad. Parshazu behakel nemro, it means it's for everyone. A lot of bochim think, yeah, Bezus Hashem, when I'll be 60, I'm planning kadosh atzmecho b'mutar lecho. Bezus Hashem. Maybe 65. Yeah, some guys say after I get married, but then they say after 30, and then they say 40. Is a din of kadosh atzmecho b'mutar lecho. And it's negiah to every guy. It's one of the klalim of avodas Hashem. Again, when a guy gets frum, it doesn't mean it's kind of ashrach b'mutar lecho. He pushes things that today he's not allowed to walk without a jacket. Then he thinks he's not allowed to stand in chazot, to sit in chazot, to shatz. And then he thinks he's not allowed to talk lashonah. Very good. This is not kadosh ashrach b'mutar lecho. This is yit. Kadosh ashrach b'mutar lecho means a person decides, you know what, he likes chocolate very much. You know, chocolate is not eating it for this year. This is kadosh ashrach b'mutar lecho. He decides, you know what, Shabbos afternoon, he doesn't need 5 hours of sleep. He will not die even if he will only sleep an hour. You could see people did it and they didn't die. I mean, it's proved. He decides, you know what, I'm giving away from my Shabbos menucha a little bit for learning. I'm saying it doesn't have to be dafka learning. He cuts from his anoes. As a musag of kadesh atzmecho b'mutar lecho. I want a little bit, maybe first to explain. Shem Shmuel explains it beautifully. He brings down, what is ki kadesh ani? I'm kadesh. So what if I'm kadesh? But we are not. Because we have to be like him. It says, b'shoshet nevuchadnezzar, harosho tru chananya mishol v'azaryo b'kif shanoish. So the Sar Shel Esh came down to Hashem and said, let me to go into the fire. I'm sorry. Sar Shel Borod said, Nebuchadnezzar threw Hanani, Mishael, Azariah into the fire. Let me to come. I'm the ice. I will come and I will make the fire to be cold. Bo Gavriel ve'omar, no. Big deal. You're the ice guy. You'll come and make the fire cold. I'm Sar Shel Esh. Let me to go, and I will make the fire to be cold from inside. So that's the meaning, if the Sar Shel Borod comes and put pieces of ice and it's not so cold, or the Sar Shel Esh. Not the Shem Shmuel, it's a big nafkamina. The Sar Shel Borod come, it means Hashem is strong, but it's something stronger. Fire is strong, Hashem is stronger, he has ice. Ice is strong, Hashem has fire. The fire of Hashem wins the world. The ice of Hashem wins. Hashem wins. It's not a real miracle. The real miracle is Hashem has control of the fire. The fire is run by Hashem. I will make the fire not to burn them. This is a mess. What was the bigness? That they went into the fire, everything else burned, the strings, and then nothing happened to them. Yeah? If it would be a fire and like a bigger gush of water will come down and shut the fire. So it was also a mess. But what was the bigness? Not that Hashem could bring water and shut the fire. If I can't, do you see a weakness? He's nothing more to do about the fire, just to shut it. The emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam is that he's a hakol yochol. Zog the Shem Shmuel. People think a lot of times that it's very hard to be Kaddish. What? I will not go on a boat. What? I will not eat a pizza that I like. Forget about the reasons. Rok Deshem Yishmuel, I said it a couple times, but I want to be Mazmir. Go back 500 years ago, maybe 800 years ago, and take a guy and ask him, what you think will be in Gan Eden? 800 years ago. The guy will say Gan Eden will be like a big house, 5 floors. You don't have to go up the steps. The steps are moving. And if you want, you go in like a little room that just brings you up. If you want light, you press a button, it's light. You want dark, it's dark. You hot, you press the button, it gets cold. You cold, you press the button, it gets hot. You want the drink, you press a button. You want ice, you press a button. You don't have to wash your dishes, you put it in the box, it comes out clean. You don't have to wash your clothes. You put it in the tank, it comes out clothes. Dry, clean. An amazing house. You have anything there. You want the rinse, you go into the room, you press the button, a whole bath comes. You want to have wave, you press another button, waves happen. This is what a person dreamed, that this is Gan Eden, right? And you know, some people jumped into the fire to be in that Gan Eden, right? They died in Kiddush Hashem and they were waiting to go up straight to Gan Eden, right? This is what they thought that is Gan Eden. This was the imagination, yeah? Today, if you tell someone, I put you in such a house forever, they call it jail, yeah? The better people, this is the jail. You can't go out of that house, you'll be in such a house forever. And they fight with lawyers not to be in such a place. What do they think is going to aid them? Place, boats and cars and different kind of foods and, yeah, and jets and all the fazach, yeah? When everyone will have that soon, that will be the poorest guy will have it. So the Gan Eden will be a chveis. So what is the answer? The answer is that all of the gishmaks are not real gishmak. Olam hazeh is not real. So Alan will go to the most fanciest chasana that was 800 years ago. You know what they had there? Everyone had a little bit of water. You didn't have to go to the well. Mamash was a guy there. Everyone got a white piece of bread, a real piece of chicken. Yeah? And it was a couple candles. It was not so dark in the room. And they had a couple instruments that were playing. You know, it was no mics, but it was a lot that were making a lot of noise. And the guy was so happy he came home. He had a beautiful wedding. Yeah? Today, a guy had such a wedding, he's embarrassed to go to his own kid's wedding. At least a soda and salads and us, yeah? And cold and warm. Then they couldn't do it. That guy was happy, this guy is sad. So what that guy had is not really happy. He was so happy, that guy. So happy. You know, the biggest wedding in the little village was 50 guys. The guy said, wow, I had such a big oilam, yeah? The guy today, 50 guys came in, he's embarrassed. No one showed up to his wedding. Now, boy, say. Kodesh Oni, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael, the Metzias of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kodesh. All of the Olam Hazeh, all of the Tumah and the Taiveh is Dinyonis. This is the reason Chazal tells us, Gan Eden Tzadikim Yoishvim V'Nehanim Miziv HaShchinah. So you know, sometimes you ask people that are not holding in the Madrig and you say, yeah, Neni Nizir HaShchina, but let me also have a little bit, yeah? I'm asking to sit there with Neni Nizir HaShchina, but I hope it's also a little bit enjoyable, yeah? But it's not true that enjoyable doesn't exist. When we're coming to ask people to be in the Madrig of Kedusha, and they feel they're missing out, they're missing out. We also sometimes, some people complain. That's the right word to say it. Oh, this guy, you know, just for 20 years he was not frum. He enjoyed the whole world. Now he became frum. He's mamish like us. It's not fair. He chapped a rhyme. Again, it comes from a krumkeit that this is chapping a rhyme. It's nothing. He will only feel bad that he did it in Olam HaEmes. With all the tshuva that he did. It's kecholif. It's not real. It's not real. So this is Be'etzem, the real emunah in Bo'ir HaOlam. Not the pshat, the water is stronger from fire. The fire is b'shlitas the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's nothing else chutz from his metzias. When a person comes to that akara, and Hashem says, if you want to be close to me, I want a hanogev kedusha. And any person has to try. I'm saying, I know that it's hard. But any person has to try to have a shaychus to kedoshim to you. Why? The Ramban says, Kaddish atzmecha b'muto lecha. When a person gets used to Kaddish atzmecha b'muto, and I want to explain, a person doesn't have to think, oh, so now really I can't anymore go enjoy. No! But take one little thing and cut it off. It could be iced coffee, it could be a pizza, it could be one thing. I tell you, I know a lot of Hashanah people. Kimat every one of them has one anos ilum hazeh that he forces himself not to have. But something that he really likes, not, you know, because she likes that, he's masking to give it, yeah? It doesn't change him, he's enjoying the whole world. But one thing he's controlling. This gives the person to become close to Hashem. I heard once, it's a very big zach. Rashi says in Parshas Kedoshim, really, all kerem oyleles. Kedoshim is a parsha, a lot of mitzvahs. Hari the pshuta shel Rashi is parsha zu behakel nimro shehar begufe teira tluim bo. Parshas Kedoshim is a packed parsha of mitzvahs. That's the reason I didn't take. No, we'll take every line here. Ksevis kaka. Ksevoyu. ויסך לו על אדם, ויתקיפו פעס רוישכם, ויתשכס פעס קונחו, סרט לנפש לא תיתנו, כסי וסקקה לא תיתנו בוכם אני השם. מצווס, מצווס, מצווס. יותר יש איזה כי. If you get used to מקדש עצמך במותו לך, it will be easy for you to keep hundreds of mitzvahs. When you megushem, it's hard for you to connect to Hashem. If you keep one klal, kadesh atzmecha b'muto lecha. The Welt says, I'll say one riddle on the parsha, how a person could do one aveira and get 6 million malchus for it. 6 million times malchus means 6 million times 39. It's an R parsha. One pe'ula you will do, and you'll get 6 million. I don't mean to throw a tam bomb. Yeah, let's go. I don't know if you're killing a lot of people together. I don't know if you're chayv shtayim or chayv shtayim. So the Welt says this pasuk that I read. V'seret le'nefesh le'titnu. If a person cuts himself because someone is nifter, he gets malchus. Baruch yutes pasuk chofches. V'seret le'nefesh le'titnu. Zog bigmor and makes the seret la nefesh leititnu shechayev al kol nefesh ve nefesh. If mikan zog bigmor and makes yutes shimsor atzrit haachas al shtei meisim shuuchayev shtay. If he's mechaven on two people, he's chayev shtay. So what would be if a person scratches himself under all the people in the Holocaust? Like such a terrible Holocaust, and he cuts himself, he's chayv 6 million malchus. I'll call nefesh v'nefesh. I'll call nefesh v'nefesh. If you say it's srit ha'achas, I'll call nefesh v'nefesh, you chayv 60 malchus. I want to finish with one zach. Says in the pasuk, it's a beautiful vault of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Es mishpotai, perek yudches, pasuk dalet. Es mishpotai tasu, ves chukoy sai tishvoim. You have to do the mishpotim and listen to the chukim. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says a givaldik vault in a period. The Rambam Mishmoyne Prokim says that Chachmei Gemara had a big argument with the Chachmei Philosophia. What is better for a person? That he wants to do Aveira and he controls himself? Or that he doesn't want to do the Aveira? What is better? The guy says, I love to eat McDonald's. I love, yeah? But you're not allowed to. He says, ichs, ichs. Who is a better person? Who is a better person? Chachmat Agmara say the guy that wants and he holds himself. Philosophy said no. A guy that really works on himself that he doesn't want. Zog the Rambam, and I will tell you the truth. And mitzvahs that is a seichel, l'sil tzach, l'sil nav l'shonore, you have to be in a madrege that you don't want to do it. Mitzvahs that is no seichel, you have to want to do it, but you listen to Hashem. And the Gemara says, Al toim ari efshi bechazir. Efshi vefshi, elo sha'ateir ha'osro. So he says this is the pshat. Es mishpotai, that you understand tasu. Understand it, live it. Es chukoisai tishmoichu, just keep. But not that you can't do it, you don't understand it. And the mishpotim mitzvah sichli is a person that is not holding in the madrege to understand them and to want them is a bad person. But the mitzvahs that are choik, fakelt, we want to do it, we're listening to Hashem.